Well, how are you doing, guys? Now, this video is probably going to get ratioed and flagged on UT, but really, how long are we going to pretend that DEI is actually working? And anyway, what is DEI? Well, we all know what it's supposed to stand for, but really, what is it? Because mostly all the DEI officers in the companies are femmes, funny enough. And femmes will always promote femmes. They will never promote males. It's just basically a way of taking over traditionally male spaces and putting a bunch of femmes ponytails in there. And to show everybody how good they are and how better they are than the males, of course. It's basically a takeover bid. Of course, not just happening in jobs and industry, it's happening in films, TV, video games. I mean, really, have you ever seen a really good TV program lately or a good film? I mean, how about a cracking good video game? But of course, the reason why these males are in these positions and have been for centuries is because they are suited to that sort of job. They are suited mentally, physically, and generally they're damn good at it. And although a femme can be as physically fit as a male, she is completely different mentally. And of course, the reason why is that her body is 85% configured for reproduction. I mean, that's not something you can forget about, is it? Emotions and feelings is what generally femmes' brains work on, whereas males generally work on logic. Males have been in powerful positions for hundreds of years. Generally, most of them can handle it very well. But as soon as a femme gets power, it kind of sends her a bit nutty. I know I've talked to some police femmes in the UK here a few times, and they always come across as rude and arrogant. Generally, they don't calm the situation, they create one. I mean, if you take a look at these femme secret service agents, they're running around like chickens with their head cut off. They're more agitated and twitchy than the crowd is. And what's happening is they're putting these femmes in danger, and the people around them. They're trying to put a square peg in a round hole. Humans have been on the planet for, well, very long time. And it showed us what our strengths and weaknesses are. Males and femmes are humans, but they're different. They're made different for a reason. And to forget about that is very foolhardy. I do like that word. Males have always been the protectors. Why? Because they're bullies. No. Because of their physical build, the way their brain is wired, makes them the best person for that job. But femmes want us to ignore all their history and evolution. It's like saying the panda bear is going to stop eating bamboo and start eating meat again, and only meat, and become a predator. Yeah, that's never going to happen. And if they try it, the panda bear will die, become extinct. I mean, it's only kept alive now because of man. Well, I can't say that, can I? Because of humans helping it. But what I know, femmes are all empowered, and they can do anything. Because the trouble is, proving that they can do everything is another matter. Femmes have always been good at virtual signaling, not so much doing. DEI and wokeness, which are very close cousins, has been nothing but a dismal failure. The amount of companies and organizations that have gone under because of it, the amount of money and time that has been lost, the amount of lives it has destroyed, and is still doing so. When are people going to wake up? Now, I don't know, you may talk to a few guys and get a sort of consensus that a lot of femmes tend to get stressed, don't they? And they get stressed under pressure. And that's not their fault. That's just their nature. But of course, we're not supposed to mention that. But I would think it's an important trait when considered for certain jobs. I wonder, I bet you I get a strike on UT with this one. Take it easy, fellas, and let me know what you think.